a word for you from Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Well, if you had asked the Jews in Jerusalem at the time when Jesus was born, they would have said, "We've been waiting too long." And we don't know if this is just a rumor, whether it is just a fairy tale, whether it is really true, because we've been waiting for hundreds of years. Well, that is true. They had been waiting for many, many years. God had not spoken prophetically for well over 400 years. God was silent. And His people had gone astray. But worse than that, they were under the law of Rome, and they were under their own law. Yes, God's law had been given, God's moral code, but worse than that, they had exaggerated, they had expanded God's law. So the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the leaders of the day had developed a system of law that was back-breaking. And they lent on that, and that was their God, so to say. They saw salvation in keeping the law. But God is never intimidated by man and his demands. And even the prayers, He had noticed each and every prayer. There was Anna in the temple. There were those like Simeon who were waiting for the revelation of God's salvation. But the Lord knew the perfect time. And so when it says the fullness of time had come, it's almost as if though time was pregnant. God in control of time, He who made time, said, "Now is the time. It's ready for the birth." And then God broke through from eternity into history. God sent forth His Son, it says here in Galatians 4:4. Born of woman, born under the law. Very crucial to our salvation. That He was born of a woman, had to be a human being like us to redeem us. And born under the law. Under this back-breaking law, Jesus was born. UJesu wazalwa ngesikhathi somthetho owa but owaba umthwalo omkhulu ukuze asikhulule sikwazi ukuthi sibe amadodana akhe. And that is our Christmas story. God sent forth His own Son when He wanted to. And it is still like that today. When God works, He works as He wants to work.